Hi, I'm Russ Simmons with Freeze Frame, KKFI's weekly look at the newest cinematic fare at your local theaters. You'd be hard-pressed to find more effective acting than in the harrowing drama Room. Brie Larson is terrific playing a woman held captive for years in a backyard shed. She plots an escape with her 5-year-old son, who was born in the room. Young Jacob Tremblay gives one of the best child performances of all time as the confused and frightened young lad. In spite of this off-putting material, Room has depth, is emotionally engrossing, and is one of the best films of the year. What should have been one of the best movies is instead merely adequate. Antonio Banderas stars in The 33, the amazing true story of Chilean miners who were trapped underground for 69 days in 2010. Their story captured the imagination of the world, but the cinematic rendition is oddly melodramatic and routine. Labyrinth of Lies is a German film about a naive young prosecutor who, 20 years after the end of World War II, attempts to prosecute the former Nazis who were responsible for atrocities at Auschwitz. While somewhat compelling, and it is an important history lesson, Labyrinth of Lies has some awkward moments that prevent it from being as riveting as it could be. There are rom-com cliches aplenty in Man Up, but stars Simon Pegg and Lake Bell meet cute, and their charisma helps overcome many of those cliches. Man Up is frothy, but forgettable. Also opening this week, Love the Coopers is a family reunion comedy starring Olivia Wilde and Diane Keaton. Suffragette is a drama about the early days of the fights for women's right to vote in Britain. Carey Mulligan, Helena Bonham Carter, and Meryl Streep star. My All-American is a college football drama from the writer of Rudy and Hoosiers. Heart of a Dog is a documentary from performance artist Laurie Anderson. The Hollow is an Irish horror flick. Dangerous Men is a violent revenge drama, and The Funhouse Massacre is a horror comedy starring Robert Englund. Well, that's it for this edition of Freeze Frame. Until next time, I'm Russ Simmons with Fox 4 and KKFI-FM.